Hi everyone, welcome back to Geeks and Cocktails. We are going to do a bonus episode with all of our friends. We have our friends today. We have
Big D.
Big D is back again, and we have
Kira.
Kira. Woo woo. Okay. So yeah, so we are going to do, go check out Santophilia episode. This is kind of like a replay of that, but let's go over some fun facts. Ready? Okay, so fun facts. 40% of us are more likely to use sex toys this time of year.
In December? Or
yes.
Okay.
Oh, definitely.
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 Hard yes.
For Christmas. Yes. 34% of people having more orgasms in December. Good for them.
Fair. Yeah.
Burning calories.
Oh, my God.
So more babies are conceived in December than any other month of the year.
So you mean September, because they're conceived in December and no. born in September.
Well,
I feel like it's more Valentine's Day because I work with a lot of Scorpios.
To be fair.
And we had a work party and it was like everybody was a Scorpio.
To be fair.
That's fair.
We need to look up the statistics behind this.
Yes. I want to know. So the search for quote unquote Santa has 447% increase on Pornhub in December.
Pornhub is still a thing?
Yeah, duh.
Oh, okay.
I mean.
Is that hot Santa? What kind of Santa
is
that
talking
about?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Is it just bearded Santa?
Just Santa. I
is
don't
it
know.
Santa suits?
Red Santa?
Red boots?
Maybe. I have a lot of questions.
I do have a lot of questions too.
I think we need to dig into this.
Uh-huh.
Be more specific.
But condom sales spike this week a lot.
Yearly?
Around this time. Yes.
Trending year after year.
Yes.
Say what?
Mm-hmm.
Well, all the people that got into relationships to snuggle during the winter.
I was gonna say.
Snuggle.
Yep.
They're getting ready to break up in the spring. So
oh,
they
no.
Can be free. Mm-hmm.
Can't the patios.
Be, can't be tied down.
Wow. Well, I guess we'll get into confessions. So I'll read the first one. Okay. Number one, I'm 24 years old and I wanted to make Christmas Eve a bit more fun for my boyfriend and I. I did all the typical things. I got a sexy Santa outfit.
Love
typical
it.
Tuesday.
Love it. Typical Tuesday. And to wear and a bottle of his favorite scotch. But I really wanted to spice things up. I was grocery shopping and when I came across a very thick and long candy cane.
Mm-hmm. Good way to go to the emergency room.
She should know.
Mm-hmm.
I think we all know where this is going. And yes, you are correct. I decided to purchase it, bring it home, and I used it as
oh my God.
You thought that I would.
Sticky icky.
Very sticky icky.
Wait.
Who, and I gave him a live
who
show.
Was using
who,
it?
Who did she use it on?
Who was
herself
using it?
Or him?
Herself.
Mm.
He loved
but he was
it.
Present? Okay.
Okay.
And he even started to eat it right out of my hoo-ha.
Okay.
That's adventurous.
We had a lot of fun. I'm sure he did. But but couldn't find it the next day.
Yeah.
I looked under the bed and everywhere. I looked under the bed and everywhere and we could not find it at all. Oh no.
Where's this
oh,
going?
No.
Where is this going?
I walked into the kitchen to find our dog chewing on it like a chew toy.
Oh my dear God.
I freaked out and
wait,
I tried.
It's just a candy cane though, right?
Like it is.
Edible.
It is a candy cane. But the dog was chewing on it like a chew toy.
Okay. Fair.
And I freaked out and I tried to get it from him, but he ran off outside and into the woods with it. My dog ate my candy cane, you sex toy.
Oh, it was a sex toy. It wasn't like an actual candy cane.
The day before, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. I missed them. I thought it was an actual candy
cane. Do they not buy their dog enough toys?
Maybe not. I don't know. I mean, any dog would like a...
I thought it was an actual candy cane.
It was an actual candy cane.
But a sex toy.
It was an actual candy cane.
That was a sex toy.
Then what's the problem? A sex toy.
That the dog took it and ate it.
After they did the deed. After they did the deed, the dog found it. And then the dog ate it. And they're like, nope, you can't. It's not a toy.
They got close.
That's really bad.
Nobody got hurt.
I mean, at least you won't hopefully. Is it on the Thanksgiving list of like won't die and die?
What do you mean?
The candy cane? He won't die, so he's fine.
I think the dog is okay.
Yeah, it's peppermint.
So he won't die. All right, so a little bit weird, but he'll live.
I mean, it's gross.
It is gross.
It's gross, but...
Out of all the things...
Did anybody die? Did anybody go to the hospital? Nobody died.
Out of all the things, that was his chew toy.
Well, he probably just ate it.
You know, I have a cat that just...
Sugar.
Sometimes you're so curious.
Uh-huh.
It outweighs... the other factors. I think that was the situation where he was just so curious about what that peppermint little candy cane was.
Well, dogs like to eat underwear. So
sugar, dogs eat a lot of things like
underwear.
Yeah.
Of course he's going to take that and run to the woods with it.
It's a situation.
It is a situation.
He's alive.
Yeah.
He's alive. All right, so do you want to read story number two?
Story number two.
Kara?
All right. All right, story number two.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Every year, my husband and I have midnight tradition on New Year's. Instead of a New Year's kiss, I give him a blowjob at midnight, and he comes all over my tits as the countdown fireworks are going off on TV. Thanks for the podcast. Keep up the good work.
Wow.
Somebody who sent it in.
Okay, so they just like, that's their New Year's tradition?
It's a New Year's tradition.
That's a good tradition.
It is. It sounds great.
I mean.
Is Anderson Cooper giggling in the background, though? That's what I want to know.
It is what it is. Good for them.
Yeah.
I mean.
I love that.
That's a good tradition. I think it is.
That actually just sounds like a good tradition any day of the week rather than New
Year's. There you go. All right. Story number three.
Last year, we were at my boyfriend's parents' house for the holidays. We spent all week there. We stayed in the guest room, unpacked all of our bags, and put all of our clothes in the dressers, etc. A few days into our stay, I noticed... something seemed to be off and my underwear were missing. By the end of the trip, there were only 3 pairs in the drawer. I packed 10.
Oh.
I suspect his dad or someone there were stealing my underwear.
Oh.
My boyfriend doesn't believe me and said I must have lost them.
No.
But that's not possible. It just isn't. His dad has been acting weird the entire week around me. I just know he has been a pervert and taking them. I don't know what to do, but I don't really want to stay here anymore. I hope all have a better holiday than I have. Cheers to the New Year's, Anonymous.
Oh my God. Wow.
That is some tea.
That is some tea. Could you imagine going to your like in-laws and like that happening?
Mm-hmm. He's a panty sir.
Well, You know when your underwear are missing.
Right.
Hate to be that person, but you know.
Okay. Whenever I go on vacation, I pack like 10, 20 pairs of underwear because I don't know why. It's just a thing.
The extra.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. You always need more, right?
Do you inventory them?
So you know
exactly.
I didn't think I would have had to.
Well, you might need to put them in the hotel safe.
In the hotel safe.
She might have to.
But like, have him go missing.
That's disturbing a little
and
bit.
From the
I have questions.
I do too. I have a lot of questions.
Did she confront the boyfriend? Did the boyfriend talk to the family?
I don't know. Girl, you're...
That's a good one.
Everything is okay. Jeez. I hope everything is okay.
What am I supposed to say? One time, when I was babysitting my mom's condo in Florida, her, what was it, like a property manager had keys to her condo, and he didn't know I was going to be staying there, and he was, like, rifling through her underwear drawer.
Oh, my goodness.
No!
Yeah. And it was, like... They didn't know I was going to be showing up to, like, stay there. And,
oh, so you caught him.
But he had, like, access to the condo for, like, pest control, maintenance reasons and whatnot.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, Mom, I was like, all of your drawers are, like, pulled out.
Like,
and,
rifled
and, like,
through?
Her and been rifled through. So, and he did end up getting fired, but I was like, this is just weird. She's
it
like,
is weird.
Yeah,
oh my
she's an elderly person. They have access to their condo when they're out of town. And it was just all kinds of weird.
Thankfully, wow. I don't know anyone like that, but I do think there are people out there like that.
Oh, for sure.
So the fact that she had this happen with the boyfriend, I think she needs to talk to the boyfriend.
At least.
Minimum. That's so weird.
That is really messed up. Oh my God.
You don't know what he's doing with those underwear?
I don't want to know.
I don't want to either.
He could be making a Christmas tree.
Oh, God.
Or a shrine.
Okay, well, story number four. Are we ready, I guess?
I think we're ready.
Okay. So I listened to your Santophilia episode and it helped me come clean to my partner about this fetish I have. I am truly a Santophiliac. Thank you for helping me feel not alone or like a weirdo. And now my partner and I role play Santa things a lot, and it's improved our relationship so much. Good for you.
Year round or just this time of the year?
They didn't say, but I mean, good for you. Just wanted to say thank you. Have a happy new year and, of course, a kinky Christmas.
Well, yeah.
That's nice. That's
super sweet.
I'm glad that you, like, you know, became clean and...
And they found something in your show and made it special to them.
That's good. Good for them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so happy for you guys. That means a lot. Yeah. So, thank you, everyone, for tuning in. I think this is a great episode. Thank you for our guest stars.
Thank you.
Ooh, ooh.
Everyone's
so been
the great.
Police.
Yeah. Please, as always, give us a 5-star rating and
write in.
Yeah, please write in all of your weird, quirky things.
This only happens if you send good material.
Exactly.
So send all your
the tea.
All your daily.
We want
whatever,
all the tea.
Whatever.
We want
to
have a tea party.
Yes, we want all the tea.
Let's talk about it.
Please send it to kinksandcocktails@gmail.com. We appreciate it. Thank you so much. All right. Bye, everyone.
Good night. Santophilia.
Say bye.
Toodaloo.
Bees nuts.